This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, a voice that makes you sit up straight. When Irma Thomas heard she was chosen as one of NPR's 50 great voices,
I kind of lit up like, wow, I'm among 50 great voices. Hey.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it and how long it's gonna last.
Irma Thomas is from New Orleans. She is of New Orleans.
How much of what's in your voice do you think is from New Orleans?
All of it. And it's just something about the way we, as performers from this city, the way we do things, we hear extra sounds in our heads, extra beats, extra backbeats, extra rhythms that people from other parts of the United States just don't understand or get.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man done gone. He had to leave his home. Another man done gone.
The phrasing, it just sounds so much like New Orleans in particular. And as a female vocalist, Irma is the epitome of that.
Another storm has come.
She is the soul queen of New Orleans. And we never say New Orleans here, but that's the only way it rhymes. She's sort of ingrained into the genetics of this place.
I never tell my left hand what my right hand is doing.
I went to visit Irma Thomas at her house in New Orleans East. She had warned me before I came, do your homework and don't ask the same stupid questions everyone else asks. Noted. Irma Thomas is 69, and she's been singing, well, just about that long.
I can't remember when I didn't sing. It was just a part of life.
And Irma Thomas's life has taken a bunch of sharp turns. She got pregnant after eighth grade, was married at 14, a mother of three by the time she was 17. She was a single mom working as a waitress at a nightclub, but she couldn't resist getting on stage to sing with a band.
Of course, I had a white boss again who had a segregated mentality. He said he didn't hire me to sing, he hired me to wait tables, even though the audience was asking for the singing waitress. That didn't mean a thing to him, so he fired me.
But the band leader told her, Irma, you sing well enough to make records. He got her an audition at a recording studio. She learned a new song, You Can Have My Husband, But Please Don't Mess With My Man, on a Monday.
And I recorded it that Wednesday, and 2 weeks later I had a record out, and the rest is history. It happened just like that.
It was 1959. She was 18. I brought that song with me, and we popped it into the CD player.
Oh, you have the original version. Very young voice.
Irma Thomas's face lit up as she listened to her own voice from more than 50 years ago. She'd listen, slowly shake her head, and smile.
To think I actually knew what I was talking about.
I'm telling all you women, I want you all to understand.
I laugh because it sounds strange, funny in a sense, because I sound so young. And I can relate to how far I've come since that time and how much I've learned musically and how to put a song across more now than then, even though I know what I was talking about then, because I've matured and there's a lot more gone. As they say, a lot of water have gone under the bridge since that time. And so you can sing it with a whole different perspective.
But the life experience, you think, comes through in the songs, comes through in the way you sing.
Yeah. I choose songs with the intention of having something that I can understand and be able to interpret from life experiences to sell the song. And in order to to make it believable, you have to know what the song is about. I mean, I've sung songs where I've heard the lyrics, and if the lyrics were kind of vague, I would actually ask the writer, what were you thinking about when you wrote the song, so I can understand what I'm singing about.
What do you think happens then with your voice when you are in a song, when you're inhabiting a song that way?
Well, it depends on the situation and the time when you're singing it. I've sung songs in the studio and literally cried while doing them, because something would come up, a memory or something that I can relate to, where that song fit that situation. And rather than stop and go in the corner and cry, I just go down and sing the song with the tears meeting under my chin. I've done that many times.
Her love for singing translates when she's singing. You can tell this is someone, they're all about this. She brings everything to the moment.
Alan Toussaint was recording with Irma Thomas from the very start, and they've been collaborating ever since. In the early 60s, she'd come by his parents' shotgun house in New Orleans. He'd sit at the piano and compose for her right there on the spot.
I remember when I was writing It's Raining, she was sitting right there, and it began raining outside. I just wrote that song then and handed over to her and sung a little bit of it just to show her the melody, and it fit like a gown, like an evening gown made and tailored for her.
It's raining.
It's heart-wrenching when she sings. It's dripping with soul. It really is.
Pianist David Torkanowski says when he plays with Irma Thomas, it feels like an intimate conversation.
That's why people love her, because there is no pretense to her delivery or the sound of her voice or how she renders a lyric. There's no pretense. And she won't sing anything that she doesn't believe in.
Early in the morning and I can't get right. Had a little date with my baby last night. Now it's early in the morning. Early in the morning.
For me, what's so special about Irma Thomas is her conviction, her intent. You feel it behind every word she sings. She lives in these songs. But her intensity also comes from what she doesn't do. She doesn't get fancy or toss in a filigree of notes. She doesn't need to.
I don't think my fan base care about how many notes I can hit. They want me to sing the doggone song. And if the song doesn't dictate adding all this other stuff to it, then why do it? You know, I mean, sure, I might be able to hit 15 notes in one bar, but is it going to help the song? No.
That's Irma Thomas, one of NPR's 50 great voices, at home in New Orleans.
So early in the morning, early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.